Welcome to Opus Here. My name is Greg Horn, and really excited about my guest today, a guy that I've been doing life with for the past 16 years, and I've got two blood brothers, Mike and Darren, but this guy I consider my third brother, and it's Anthony Combs. We've had him on before. This guy is definitely one of the most wonderful servant leaders for Jesus in Central Kentucky, and he's got a men's ministry event coming up, a man camp. It's going to be on October 23rd and 24th that we're going to be sharing about here in a few minutes, and I know you're going to want to be a part of that. But first thing wanting to share with Anthony, man, we all go through what we call just life-changing events, and on August 27th, 1996, unfortunately, you went through one, and shared a little bit about what happened that day and the impact that it's had on your life.
Well, yeah, Greg, again, it's an honor to be back with you all again, and so excited to be here. But as you said, back there in 2006, and it was Flight 5191 out of Lexington that so many people are familiar with. It crashed on takeoff, and two of the 49 lives lost in that crash were my cousin and my best friend, John, and his new bride, Scarlett, as they were outbound for their honeymoon. They lost their life just, you know, hours after they had become married and husband and wife. So we lost them on that day, and it's, you know, it's hard to believe it's been 14 years now, and it never, you know, it, I don't want to lie and tell people that it gets easier, but it, life becomes more of a new normal, I guess you would say.
Well, we laughed together, we've cried together, and that was one of those where we definitely cried together. But I love how you've honored John's life in so many different ways, from being just an unbelievable servant leader at Northeast Christian, where I served on staff for 10 years. And since then, you've done a lot of speaking. In fact, you do a lot of preaching at churches when they need somebody to fill in. But you started a Forge Men's Ministry recently. Share about what Forge Men's Ministry is and why did you start that?
Yeah, well, Greg, you know, it is always an honor to be able to build men up and to do that. And that's one thing. John and I played sports together. You know, we really pushed each other, much like you and I have done with each other over our time. We just really have challenged each other to be better. And it's encouraging to be able to do that as a way to honor him. And then Forge really kind of came from that. It was a few years back. I was flipping through some random articles, wasting some time one evening, and I came across this article online that said one out of every five women on college campuses would be the victim of an attempted rape or a sexual assault. And I'm sitting around talking with a couple other guys from church, and between us, we have five daughters that are all within a couple years of each other, and we'll all be on a college campus at the same time. I just said, well, that's not going to work. You know, that statistics say that one of us will have to deal with this, and I'm not going to settle for that. As my daughter was young at the time, she was only 5 years old, so I'm not going to settle for this. So we discussed some ideas of how to best change that statistic. Instead of just accepting it and conforming to what the world sees as a statistic, how do we change that? And we had two options. The first was get some masks and capes and climb up in the trees and be like Batman and just hang around college campuses. One of those guys, being a police officer, said, we're not allowed to do that. So we went another route, and we said, well, let's just take back manhood and masculinity. Let's win it back and prove to the world that it's still something. There's still chivalry in the world, and that men can be exactly what God has called them to be, and great leaders and just great servants. And that's where Forge came from, just a desire to really target the next generation of men. And use our sons to be the men who go onto these college campuses and make it a safer place for our women and for everybody.
Well, I know you've already hosted a couple of retreats and done those over the past couple of years, but obviously COVID-19 presents some challenges, but thankfully we can do these virtually. And so you've got the virtual man camp that's coming up on October 23rd and 24th. And man, what a powerful lineup that you've got. I'm really excited about that. Tell us a little bit about the man camp and what people can expect on October 23rd and 24th.
Yeah, Greg, this will be our fifth man camp that we've had. It's the first time that we've had to kind of call an audible and figure out a new way to do things. There were thoughts going around because of the COVID virus that, you know, maybe we don't do this, gathering in person is just not going to happen. And I just never really got peace about not having it. I just felt like giving up hope, you know, which you're so, you know, the thing that you try to bring to people's life every day. I just didn't feel like it would be being a good broker of hope to just not do it. So we had to get creative, and we're going with a virtual format. We'll be available in several different formats. YouTube and Facebook will be probably the two easiest to get a hold of. And just, you may even just stumble across them, but we're going to do a Zoom room as well and have some breakout rooms. But it's going to be October 23rd and 24th. We'll have a typical retreat. It'll be no different than, you know, a Promise Keepers event that you've been to or an Ironman event that you've been to. We'll have worship. We're going to have some unbelievably talented worship leaders. I guess I really hate to say headline by, but the most well-known will be Red Rocks Worship out of the Denver, Colorado area. You've heard them on K-Love and different radio stations. Very popular group, writes a lot of great music. We're also going to have Maddie Simpson from over at Leesburg Christian Church and his worship band helping us. And then, of course, my friend and yours, Micah Pace, and the Northeast Worship Band will be giving us some worship. So even though we won't be in the same room together, we'll still be praising the same God together. And it's going to be an exciting time for that, for sure.
Well,
and then, y'all, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, that's a tremendous worship lineup. My goodness. So I think that's one of the things I like about your man camps, that men like to worship too, and you're giving them lots of opportunity to do that. But on top of that, you've got a great lineup of speakers. And let's start with Jimmy Dykes, a name that ought to be familiar to people in Central Kentucky, but talk a little bit about him and what you're going to have him speak on.
Yeah, well, you know, Jimmy Dykes, he's been a guest on your show as well, and I think most of the men in Central Kentucky are very familiar with Jimmy from his time with ESPN as a basketball analyst. And as good as he is at that, you're only getting a small portion of what this man is, and you've had the opportunity to get to know him. He's an incredible man, and he loves God, and he loves to see men improve. You have talked to him before, but my uncle Larry Grant down in London gave me his book earlier this summer and said, "You got to read this." And I got to read, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, this is amazing." So I got connected with you, and you got me connected with Jimmy. And, you know, I've dealt with a lot of people in my life. I've never dealt with one who was more gracious and humble than Jimmy Dykes. So he's going to be talking to us, Greg. And our theme for the man camp is transformed based off of Romans 12:1-2. And as followers of Christ and men, we cannot afford to conform to the things of this world. And Jimmy's book talks all about reviewing your game film. And sometimes when you sit back and take a look at what you've done and your experiences, maybe that film can be how you dissect the best way for you to transform through the renewing of your mind. So that's what Jimmy's going to share with us about. I'm really excited about him being a part of our lineup for this year.
Well, I know he will be tremendous. I've read that book also, and we had him, as you said, I think about 6 months ago as a guest on Hope Is Here, and it was powerful. So he alone would be worth just checking this out between the worship and hearing Jimmy. But also, you got a speaker. I love you got some diversity in this lineup, Derwin Gray. And, man, I know he brought the house down. He spoke at Southland Retreat, I think, a couple years ago, and I heard that was amazing. I hate that I missed it, so that's why I can't wait to hear him speak at your retreat. But for those who don't know, talk a little bit about Derwin Gray.
Yeah, Derwin is a pastor of Transformation Church down in Rock Hill, South Carolina, former NFL linebacker and played at the BYU. Just a tremendous guy. And in the racial tension and things that we've had in our country, Greg, I just didn't feel like I could do it justice. And I don't think anybody's doing justice by trying to figure out a way for somebody to be wrong or right, or you know, what, you know, how you phrase it. Just, again, the conformity of this world says that if you don't agree with me, then we have to be enemies. And I asked Derwin specifically, I want him to talk about racial reconciliation from a biblical worldview. He is just a tremendous voice for you know, the African-American community, but for the world in general. And he's got such a heart that wants to bring people together. And really, you know, if we look for any man or woman or politician or anybody to heal our world, we're looking in the wrong direction. And Durbin's going to talk to us about the only way for us to have real racial reconciliation is if we have a spiritual reconciliation. And I'm excited that he's going to be here. What a tremendous person he is. And he's going to bring a very, very high level of energy to a Friday evening session that you're not going to want to miss.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I'm looking forward to hearing him speak. Tell us about Jarrett Samuels.
Yeah, Jarrett Samuels is a pastor in Indianapolis, Indiana. He's also the founder of Pursuit of Manliness, and he is a guy who has spent the last couple of years really pouring into and discipling me. He's a former children's minister at Southeast Christian Church in Louisville, and he's going to talk to us about how to transform our mind when it comes to our expectations for what our children's pastors are supposed to be doing and how we as parents should expect and the expectations we have for our children and their spiritual growth. I think it's going to really open some people's eyes to some interesting things.
All right, then Curtis Mell, tell us about him.
Yeah, Curtis Mell played professional baseball with John, oddly enough. He and I became friends. Actually, the first time I met Curtis was at that wedding we talked about earlier. And he and I have remained close over the years, and he pastors Hamilton Christian Center in Cincinnati, Ohio. And Curtis is just going to, you know, he's going to challenge us in the Word. Great speaker, just unbelievable leader of men and of people in general, and a wonderful guy. So Curtis is going to come in, and you know, more importantly than anything, Curtis is, I laugh with him all the time. He's the guy that, he's the best looking guy on the panel for sure. So he wins that award.
All right. Well, wrapping it up, you're going to be speaking, and Todd Ballard. Todd may be familiar with some people here in Central Kentucky. So tell us what Todd and yourself will be speaking on.
Well, I'm going to be just that. You know, what is you know, both of us are worship guys, too. So we're going to talk about, you know, what's sacred about worship. We've heard people talk about you've all seen the little parentheses that says NSFW, and somebody's always said, hey, you should check this out, but don't watch it around your kids. And it just struck me really hard, you know, hey, if I can't watch it around my kids, should I be watching it? And we're going to talk about, instead of something being not safe for work, is it not safe or is it not sacred for worship? We need to live our lives worthy of the gospel, and that's the direction I'm going to go with what I want to share. And, you know, until we start thinking and looking at things from a biblical worldview and through the lens of Jesus, we're still going to have a lot of strife in this world. And Todd is going to do the same thing, talk about worship and how to challenge people to really just immerse herself in the Word of God and be able to change that worldview through that biblical lens. It's going to be an exciting couple of days for sure.
Well, you see, you've got a powerful lineup. You're going to have worship, and man, I know it's going to be an expensive ticket, so people I know are going to want to start budgeting. What's going to be the cost to attend this?
Yeah, man, I don't know. This is going to be a hindrance for some people, but it's going to be absolutely free, Greg. God has given us this vision and given us this passion, and I'm a big fan of Craig Groeschel, and I'm a big fan of Brian Tome. And those two guys are leaders in our church that have one thing in mind, and they say, look, God gave us this so we could give it to somebody else. Because we don't have any facilities, and we've been blessed by the University of Kentucky that has given us some bandwidth and some Zoom opportunities, and we've been just blessed by a few people that said, we want to give you the resources. So we literally have no cost at all for this. There will be opportunities for people to donate, and we're even going to take, you know, a quarter of any offering that we give is going to go straight back into our community. And my friend Divine Karama and his Believing Forever coat drive, we're going to help put some coats on the backs of needy children in Kentucky. But if you can't donate, you can still show up.
All right, AC, we only got about 15 seconds left. If people want to register, how do they do that?
Yeah, they're going to want to go to forge2717.com/mancamp or find us on Facebook at Forge Men's Ministry, and they can get registered for free.
All right, we'll have that information also available on the podcast at hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Make sure you check out this Man Camp Transform with Anthony Combs. What a powerful lineup. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope is Here.
If you have been blessed by Hope is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.